Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Having It All podcast, the show about what it takes to live an abundant, loving life. My name is Matthew Bivens, and each week I'm helping you get out of your head so that you can truly have it all. Let's do it.
What's up, everybody? Matthew Bivens here, and welcome to another episode of the Having It All podcast. If you haven't realized by now, I'm right now on a little kick to publish an episode of the show every day this week. So it's Wednesday, and boom, we're publishing another episode, and you can expect four more, and I want you to hold me accountable to that. It's just something that I wanted to do, get a bunch of content out there, and I've just been really feeling pumped up, honestly, pumped up about things I'm creating in life, things happening right now, situations and circumstances that are coming my way, which create these amazing opportunities for growth and healing within myself, you know, with relationships to other people, and just getting so much awesome, awesome feedback from you listeners. Really powerful emails. And all of that just has me very amped up, very excited. And so that's why you're getting all of these episodes this week. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about fitness. It's one of the six F's: faith, family, friends, fitness, finance, and fun. But before I do that, I'm going to go off on a little tangent and just to talk about briefly how much I freaking love podcasting. I absolutely love podcasting. It's been a really incredible medium and tool for me, you know, a way for me to express myself and connect with other people and get my message out there. But it's also been a fantastic way for me to grow my business. I've done that with every podcast that I have started and launched for myself and the shows that I've helped other people launch as well. So if you've been listening to this show and you've been thinking about podcasting, you've been thinking about potentially starting one of your own and you don't know where to start and you're looking for some guidance, some help, let me know. I'm currently accepting new clients and we can get on this journey together to create a really amazing show for you that can help you build your authority, expand your reach, and attract your ideal clients and customers. You can do all of that stuff through podcasting. You can also do some really cool stuff like create digital products, develop an online funnel for your website and for your marketing, for your brand. Do all of that fantastic stuff through podcasting and more. If that interests you, let me know. You can go over to my website, MatthewBivens.com. And there's a contact form on the bottom of the homepage. You can fill that out and we can have a conversation. Cool. Just wanted to plug that. Because I know there's a bunch of people out there who are interested in podcasting. So anyway, let's get into today's episode. It's about fitness. And, you know, I've been into fitness for many, many years. Starting when I was small, young kid, I was very much into sports. And that evolved into sports plus cardio. So I would run simply for the joy of running and the training. And that evolved into getting a weight set that I would be using in my garage. I remember summers in my garage in Atlanta, just sweating my butt off while I'm doing my very best to bench press, 60 pounds on this little rinky-dink weight set that my dad got me. And that evolved into going into college and, really stepping into an actual gym. And I went to the University of Florida, and they have some pretty phenomenal gym facilities there. So for those 4 years of undergrad and 2 years of grad school and the time I spent working in that town after school, I had the opportunity to go to the gym in these pretty amazing facilities. And all the while, all the time that I was doing that, from a little kid up until my mid-20s, my relationship to fitness pretty much stayed the same. Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off. What's up, friends? This episode is sponsored by Factor, my go-to source for delicious and ready-to-eat meals. Sarah and I are very intentional with what we feed our family. We know that food is fuel, and mealtime not only gives us a chance to connect as a family, but also take care of our bodies. That's why we are grateful we found Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Our family loves the smoothies and wellness shots in particular. With Factor, you can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. So, what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Head to factormeals.com/havingitall50 and use code havingitall50 to get 50% off. That's code havingitall50 at factormeals.com/havingitall50 to get 50% off. I viewed fitness as a means to an end. I wanted to have this certain look in my body. I wanted to have muscles in different places. I wanted to be able to have more endurance than the next guy on the court or on the field. I wanted to be stronger, all these different things. And I used going to the gym as a way to achieve those things. Most of the time that I was in the gym, and I'm talking right now just about being in the gym, but this applies to everything. Most of the time, I didn't love it. I wasn't loving the experience. There was a lot of gritting my teeth and a lot of when I'm pushing my weight and a lot of throwing things down and overall just a lot of force. And you could see that, you could see that in my face. You could see that in my posture, in my body as I was working out. And, you know, I think a lot of folks out there can relate to not having a to the love-hate relationship with going to the gym and working out and running and all that stuff. And I absolutely had it myself. Now, I was seeing those gains. I was getting stronger. I was, you know, my body was looking the way that I wanted it to look. But nothing was really happening in an empowering direction inside of me. Fast forward to, 4 or 5 years ago when I'm introduced to this pretty cool facility here in Atlanta, Georgia that really helped to shift my context around fitness and really helped me to see that the time you spend putting reps on your body, whether that's in the gym, in the yoga studio, on a bike, out running on a trail, those are fantastic opportunities for you to practice how you relate to stress. And that's the context that I want to share with you today. That's the paradigm shift I want to give you in this episode, is that you have an opportunity to really become a Jedi at how you relate to stress, all kinds of stress. I'll get to that. But how you relate to all kinds of stress through your workouts, through your runs, through your bike rides. Now, the reason for this is because, and I've mentioned this a couple of times on the show, but I really wanted to focus on it in this episode. You know, the reason why exercise is an opportunity to focus on stress and heal your relationship towards stress is because when we are exercising, when we're in the gym, when you're in the pool, when you're at home doing the P90X and sweating and grunting and hating it, your body is in a state of stress. Your body is in a state of either chronic stress or acute stress. Either way, it's stress, and your body goes into that stress response. For a lot of us, it's similar. I know for me, my stress response is an elevated heartbeat. It's tingling all over my body, kind of like pins and needles. It's sweating, sweaty palms, sweating under my armpits. You know, I get kind of jittery. That's what happens when I experience stress. And that's what happens when I experience stress, not simply in the gym, but when I have a conversation I'm about to step into that I know might be contentious and I'm starting to feel a little bit anxious. Stress starts to show up in those same ways. You know, when I'm about to do a speaking gig and before I get on stage or before I get in front of a crowd, I experience a little bit of that anxiety, a little bit of that stress, and it shows up in the same way. The underarm sweat, the sweaty palms, the elevated heartbeat. So, and this is so freaking cool about exercise. Every time you go and step in a gym and you decide that you're gonna, you know, go for a mile jog, you have an opportunity to really become aware of how you handle stress and to become aware of how stress impacts you. It's all about the relationships. I'm big on relationships. You know, I'm not talking about the relationship with you and your spouse. I'm talking about how you relate to yourself, how you relate to life, how you relate to things that are coming your way, things that you're experiencing, how you relate to circumstances. Because stress, in whatever form it is simply a circumstance, right? And we get a chance to choose how we want to show up in the face of that circumstance. Even when the circumstance is unfavorable, even if you are a person who really despises running, you can still choose to relate to it in a different way. And I say that, you know, choosing to view your run as an opportunity to work on how you handle stress is a beautiful thing because it not only impacts what you do inside the gym, but it impacts what you do and everything you do as soon as you leave. So you can really view your time in the gym or wherever it is that you exercise, wherever it is that you get your fitness on, you can really you know view that as a training ground for life. And you can give a bigger context to that work that you're putting in the gym or that work you're putting in on your body.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I know for myself, when I adopted that paradigm, when I first heard that paradigm, it was interesting to me. But when I started to rep it, it became revolutionary for me. And when I truly adopted it and incepted it, it became transformative for me. Because I know that every single time I begin doing pull-ups, I'm going to get to a point where the stress kicks in, where the chronic stress kicks in, where the acute stress in my muscles kicks in. And I'm going to get to a point where my mind is going to tell me to stop. You've done enough. It's okay. Force your way through it. My mind is going to do those things, and my body is going to want to try to follow whatever my mind says. And that's when I get an opportunity to say, this is simply stress. I can shift this. And the way that you do that is through breathing. It's through tapping into your breath. There's this cool little equation that that I like to toss out there every once in a while. It's the difference between force and the difference between force and power. So force... You know, with force, there is strength. Strength. But there's also resistance. You have your strength. You're pushing against something that's resisting you. Boom, there you get force. With power, you've got that same strength. But instead of resistance, you have flow. So in order to become powerful, it's strength plus flow. If you want to be forceful, that's strength plus resistance. So if you start thinking about that in terms of your exercises, when you're able to tap into that breath, that's when you're able to start to shift your relationship to that stress. You turn it from something that, you know, when you're meeting that resistance, that friction, you try to force your way through something. That's where the gritting your teeth comes in. That's where the yelling comes in. That's where the disempowering and unhealthy relationship towards exercise and fitness comes in. But when you shift that and you start to tap into more of your power, and you start to cool off your body, cool off your mind while it's heating up in that stress, that's when you start to become flow. And so while you're in the gym, you know, the next time that you're in the gym, just remember that and just try it in one exercise. You know, try adopting and trying on, you know, for yourself the concept that you have an opportunity to relate to stress the next time that you're feeling stressed out in the gym. That as your body starts to do all the things that it does as you're putting it through acute and chronic stress, when you tap into your breath, you're not only impacting your workout, you're not only impacting what's going on in your body in that moment, but you're impacting how you will handle stress in general out in the real world. It's been very cool for me to talk about this with other folks and share this idea and then hear the feedback as they put in those reps in the gym, as they try these things out while they're sitting in a squat hold or while we're going through an ab routine, you know, while I'm putting them through some sort of exercise. And then to hear later on that they were able to handle stress within their family in a more powerful way, or they were able to handle receiving a parking ticket in a more powerful way. It's honestly incredible, and it's one of those things that for some of you, you might have to experience it to actually believe it. And to that, I say, cool. You know, like, if you're skeptical, prove me wrong. I would love to be proven wrong, because if you can prove me wrong in this, then you're helping me to really fine tune this whole idea. I know that for myself, you know, life continues to dole it out. Right? Life just continues to dole out the circumstances, the things that suck, the things that create those stress responses within me. And it's not necessarily in those moments that I want to work on my practice, you know, practicing how I'm going to respond to them. I really love the concept for myself of being able to practice these things in a different environment and then apply what I've learned when the ish hits the fan, so to speak. And so that's what I do. And I'm telling you, I have found it incredibly effective. So in a nutshell, right, because I know I went a little bit left and right in this episode, but in a nutshell, you have an opportunity while working out, while, you know, working on that fitness F, you have an opportunity to not only work on your body in a physical way, but you have an opportunity to work on your emotions, work on your relationship to life when it comes to stress. Because your body doesn't distinguish between physical stress and emotional stress. Doesn't distinguish between stress that's going on in the gym versus stress that's happening within your job. So use your time in the gym to work on shifting your relationship to stress, to work on creating a more powerful way that you deal with stress. Because the work you do and the gains that you make in the gym in that way are going to spill over into the rest of your life. It's literally the two birds with one stone thing, and it's incredible. So, you know, for you, if you're out there and you're interested in like life hacking tips and all of that, consider this a life hacking tip for you. And for folks who, you know, like me, might have had some issues with stress and anxiety in the past, consider this a way for you to absolutely work on shifting how you handle stress. And for those who just want to try something new, try it on and see if it works for them, be my guest. I would love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this and stress and fitness and life and all that great stuff. If you have anything to share, anything to say, hit me up, mattcbivens@gmail.com. And once again, if you're curious at all about podcasting for yourself, for your business, for your corporation, your organization, let me know. I'd love to have a conversation with you. You can find out more, MatthewBivens.com. Can't wait to deliver another awesome conversation and topic for you tomorrow night or tomorrow at some point. And if you also have a topic in mind, if you want me to talk about something specific, let me know. I'm totally open for topic and content suggestions. So again, you can hit me up, shoot me an email, MattCBivens@gmail.com. And with that, my name is Matthew Bivens, and here is to you having it all.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.